This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked and locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. I've got to tell you, Kathy, that this time goes really, really fast. We've got Greg on the line right now. George is on hold. Two USA Prepares instructors weighing in on security. Greg, you're up. Welcome.
Thank you, Vincent. Yeah, I've got a I've got a few comments. Let's just start with the deadbolt. If you're going to put a deadbolt in your home, I would suggest a deadbolt that has a key on both sides. This way, if someone does break into your home, they cannot open up the door and haul stuff through out the front door. They would actually have to hand it out of a window or something like that, which would be very obvious. Now, the only thing I would suggest that when you are home and you're using the deadbolt is to leave a key on the inside so that you can get out in case of a fire. But the kind that you can open up from the inside is kind of useless if you have somebody break into your home while you're away, while the other one is a deterrent. My other comment, I've got another comment on signs, and not even a sheriff will cross this sign. If you don't want anybody at all on your road, you can put a sign up that says no trespassing, no public deliveries, not a public access, and not even the sheriff will go down that road, especially if you have a gate or a chain across it. And as far as if you do have problems with people who frequent your land and steal property that you have on your land, there's a very cheap little camera called a Mercury Cam, and Walmart sells them for $20. They are high definition. You do not have to have the internet. You don't have to have a cell phone. What you can do is you can put a little micro SD card in it. And it's got a USB that you can plug into the wall, and it will record any motion, day or night. It does have the infrared. Now, another thing that I've done with these little cameras, and not bad for $20, let me tell you, they are very clear, is I've taken these and I've bought a cell phone battery bank that has a solar panel on it. And I've been able to plug one of these little units in a remote location and put a cover over it, like an old rusty tin can, like a coffee can, put it inside there, and it will record anybody, any movement at all. And all you have to do is pull that little SD card out, put it in your computer, boot it up. Now you have evidence of whoever came in and stole or was, you know, trespassing on your land. Not a bad little camera. And if you do use a cell phone, there's an app called Genie, G-I-N-N-E, I think it is. And, you can do motion detection. It will alert your phone. It will actually record any movement, and it's also infrared. Very, very cheap way if you need evidence. And then as far as you were talking about shells, even if you don't have a gun, you can visit a local shooting range or a place out where people frequent to sight in their targets and stuff, and just pick up a few casings, whether they're shotgun, rifle, whatever you want. So those are just a few of my suggestions on security, but I really do like that little Mercury cam. Your thoughts, Vincent?
Yeah, very quickly, we've got George on the line. Door hinges. Here's what I've done in class. If you look at the door hinges, you'll find that typically there are four screws that hold the door hinge to the door jamb. And they're short, maybe an inch long. What I do is I take out one of those screws, and you can use a screw gun, a cordless drill with a Phillips bit, and unscrew them, and then replace them with a 3 to 3.5 inch long screw. Typically, they're sheetrock screws, but they're 3 to 3.5 inches long. So you need three per door. And then that's for the door hinges. Just take out one of the screws that holds the door hinge in place, and you'll be, instead of drilling into the door jamb, and the door frame and the door molding, you'll be drilling into the 2x4s, the studs. On the other side where the deadbolt is and where the door latch, the striker latch, striker is for the latch, you do the same thing. Okay. Now you have a door that is way, way stronger than was originally installed. And that will take, if you have a deadbolt, two more screws for the striker plate, two more screws, and for the hinges, three more. So that's how many screws you need. Next thing is, if you have a, and these are lessons in the book, 5 Minute University, Volume 1. If you have a sliding glass door and you have an old broom handle or a piece of wood that's about that size, the bottom track of the door, of the sliding glass door, you can cut a piece of wood that's 1/4 inch shorter than that exposed track when you fully close the door. And all you do is place it in a track. You won't be able to open that sliding glass door until you remove that broom handle or that dowel rod or that piece of wood that is, you know, roughly 34 inches long. It works and it's free. Another thing you can do for your windows, if let's say you have a double hung window. That means that you undo the latch that holds the windows closed, and then you slide the window, the bottom window, up. What I've done in the past is I've taken a nail, actually two nails, and they would be almost the thickness of the window frame. And you drill a hole at the top edge of the bottom window frame. So you fully close the window, and you drill a hole and through the first window frame and partially 3/4 of the way into the second window frame. And this hole is a little bit larger in diameter than the nail. You put a nail in there, like a double head nail, so you can put your fingers in there and pull the nail out. And that will lock the window frame together, the top and bottom window frame. And you won't be able to open it without removing those nails. And the nails are kind of a loose fit. You don't want them tight. And you want to make sure that everybody in the house knows, if you do this, that you need to remove those nails in order to open the windows. Because if there's a fire, you won't be able to get out unless you break the windows. Okay? So maybe I should say, don't do that. Don't do what I just said I did. But it works. All of those things absolutely work. Greg, thank you so much for your call.
I would drop a dowel in the window so that, you know, because a dowel is easy to pull right out, but it'll keep the window from opening as well.
There you go. You're talking about vertically, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If you're going on a trip or something, just drop some dowels in there that keep the door, to keep the window from moving to the right, because they have to move before they can be lifted out.
Okay, very good. Greg, thank you so much for calling. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you. Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. all the way from New Hampshire. George, welcome.
Hi, Vinny. Because you're family, I can call you Cousin Vinny. Hi, Catherine. Oh, yeah, okay.
George, we are extended family. The instructors, students, it's wonderful. I am the most fortunate person on planet Earth. I really am, to have such a wonderful family. I'm talking about you. You know, class, just as an aside, George and I talk on the phone sometimes, and it's wonderful. Kathy and I talk, Gwyneth and I, Bert and I, Greg and I, Dr. Sheely and I, Rich. We all talk on the phone, and it's a wonderful thing. It's as good as it gets. George, back to you.
Yes, I'd like to just share something that I believe there's a lesson that the class will draw to. And I would say, you know, we always would, well, for many years now, we have to lock our doors, lock our cars, so on and so forth. But sometimes if you're bringing in a bunch of, say you've had a long day, you're tired. In this particular instance, my car went in the shop, so I was on foot. So what happened was by the time I got home, I'd been a long day, I was tired. Normally, I close the door and I brace it where they have one of those pole-like things that it has like a U attachment that fits under the doorknob, and it has a pad on the bottom, so it reinforces a door. And I normally would put that on the other door on the porch, and on the inner door, the door that the entrance of the house, I'd lock the door, and I have double deadbolts, and I put these brass things that fit over the door and fit around the door handle and the deadbolt that give further reinforcement for the actual locks and the door. Well, anyway, later on that night, I was looking at the computer, I was listening, and sometimes I don't hear the phone ring, whatnot. Well, I heard the door, the front door, creak open. It sounded like it could have been nudged open. And what happened was that I said I had something near the door that didn't allow it to open quite all the way. But I cleared my throat. And I listened because I realized I didn't have my self-defense piece nearby. It was upstairs. And a whole hell of a lot of good it would have done me being up there. And by the time I got up and I went to investigate, I noticed that the outer door was ajar and the inner door was slightly ajar. But now whether or not it was the wind, whether or not it was somebody didn't notice that the house was largely dark and the car wasn't in the driveway, And maybe in my tiredness, I left the outer door open so that it was an invitation, even though they would have had to cross a little bit of land to get to it, because you either got to go upstairs across a neighbor's lawn to get to my door. I'll never know. If I was a betting man, I would be leaning towards somebody got to take advantage of an open door. And it was just that one time in 100 where I was a little extra tired that I had forgotten to use the regular procedures that I was due. And it taught me a lesson. It's better to have a gun near you and not need it than to need it and not have it near you. And I'll let back to what you were doing, all right?
Very well said, George.
God bless.
Very well.
Take care.
God bless.
God bless.
All right, Kathy and I will be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us in Ohio, domestic engineering. Now, Kathy, a lot of times for security, we think electronic, you know, battery-operated, you know, a system that might call the police, a system that rings the alarms and things like that. You know, I just added a lesson in the book during the break, and I was thinking about something that's been around for well over 100 years. You know, in the old shops, the shopkeepers would have a bell, a little tiny bell, maybe 3 inches tall, 2 inches in diameter. And when you open the door to the shop, ding-a-ling-a-ling, it would ring, right? You close the door, same sound. That would solve the problem that George had, you know, wondering if an intruder came in. Did the, you know, is it just a noise or did the bell go off? And so I looked on eBay, and they've got all these Chinese ones, and they call them vintage. But there were brass bells that would that were on a spring-loaded support, a bracket, if you will, just above the door. And as you open, let's say the front door, as you open the door would hit the edge of the bell or the clapper on a little chain, and it would ring the bell. It would literally ring this bell, ding, 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 when somebody came in. Did you ever experience going through a shop, an old-fashioned shop that had one of those, Kathy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can, and it, they, you know, like you said, it alerts the store owner that somebody's there. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you can look them up, and if you want to see what we're talking about, you can look up vintage shopkeeper's bell. And you'll be able to either find one, fabricate one, with what you have, but, you know, a little bracket above the door, and it's kind of a springy type bracket. So the door actually, the top edge of the door hits the bell or the clapper, and it makes it move, and the bracket is a kind of a springy type bracket, and it wiggles back and forth and keeps ringing the bell for like a second. So, Kathy, what did you have on your list for today?
Vince, can I add two quick things that I thought of while they were talking for security?
Absolutely. Sure.
Okay, Greg did say the one thing about the keyed deadbolts. That's what we have. If you have any side lights or glass, and what we do is we have like a hook that is a way that nobody could reach it, you know, a far enough away that that's where the key is. And we check it. I mean, I've been guilty of this. There's been a couple times where we thought we locked the door. And, you know, we found out later that he thought I locked it. I thought he locked it, and it was open. But typically we don't do that. But we check it, obviously, before we go to bed and throughout the day. The other thing, Vince, is we have something called a club. It's for the door. It's the same manufacturers that make the club that you would put in a car. And it goes, there's like a pin that goes into the floor. And you couldn't break the door down. I don't think if you'd have to break the whole door, even if you drove a vehicle through it, because it's so difficult to, you know, you can't push the door open. And the benefit of that is if, let's say somebody wants you to sign something or has a narrow package, you can turn the club around and it lets the door open about an inch. So let's say you have a delivery that, you know, here, sign this, or you don't know this person, just open the door an inch, and then they, even if they tried to force their way in, they couldn't, because that's not going to move. And that was the only other thing I had, Vince. But Vince,
Oh, very good.
I wanted to ask you, just with the price of gas, I know you talked about this before, but I think it would be beneficial about ways to save on fuel right now. So what your thoughts are.
Okay. Yeah. I'll tell you what. We're going into a bottom of the hour break in a couple minutes. When we come out on the other side, I'll be glad to flesh that out and give a complete discussion on saving fuel. Kathy, we have been plagued with people calling our house. And they're trying to sell us website development. They're calling from Asia. And they want to sell us website development. And no matter what I do, I couldn't stop it. So here's what I did yesterday, and it stopped it. I answered the phone like this. Crime scene, your name. That's it. Stopped it.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Uber is being sued by some 550 women nationwide who allege they were assaulted by drivers working with Uber. The complaint was filed in San Francisco County Superior Court Wednesday. Inflation hitting 9.1% under President Biden's watch is costing Americans every day. U.S. Senator John Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana on Fox News Thursday morning, says the American people are being waterboarded by this president.
That he has mismanaged Congress, he's mismanaged COVID, he's mismanaged the border, he's mismanaged immigration, he's mismanaged crime, he's mismanaged America's energy independence, he's mismanaged Afghanistan, he's mismanaged the economy, and he's mismanaged inflation. Inflation is waterboarding the American people. People are scared.
We are USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
United States companies plan to invest $40 billion in Mexico between now and 2024. Mexican President Lopez Obrador told a meeting of U.S.-Mexican executives on Wednesday. Lopez Obrador was in Washington this week after a meeting with the Mexican president and his U.S. counterpart, Biden, as well as other officials. As many Republicans wonder who is running the White House, President Biden this week said the same thing.
Every time I hear Hail to the Chief Wonder, where the f*** is he? Took me a long while. You think I'm joking? I'm not. Turn around and where's the president?
Our country needs more than a teleprompter president, so says Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California.
It's very concerning. You worry about is the teleprompter the president, just how he repeats whatever he reads. But it's very serious, Sean. I mean, think of this. What he has caused by this inflation, by the rise in gasoline prices, by a border that's not secure, where fentanyl is now the number one killer of Americans between the ages of 18 and 45, it's cutting into your paycheck. If you've had a constant salary for the last year, you have now worked for 1 month for free. This is kind of the Pelosi pay cut. Families are bringing home less, the prices continue to rise, and their money goes not as far as they had in the past. They are now having to pay like a new car loan without having a car, all because of the Democratic spending.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, Kathy asked me a question about fuel economy. Gasoline is out of control, expensive, so is diesel fuel. So in the book, there are lessons regarding how to get more miles per gallon. So in random order, here are some of those tips. One really easy tip is the air cleaner vehicles. We find that the air cleaners seem to be neglected. Vehicles come into the shop and they seem to be neglected. Now, literally, you can buy a new air cleaner, and if you buy the economy air cleaner, it has fewer pleats, more resistance, and lets air flow into the engine with greater difficulty than if you have a more of a higher performance air cleaner. So what you really want to do is have maximum combustion efficiency, and you need air to do that. Actually, you need oxygen to do that. So the way to do that is to not restrict the air more than you need to. You need to filter the air so you don't have dust particles go into the engine and be abrasive and damage the pistons and the rings and the cylinder walls and etc. So you can, if you're going to buy an air cleaner, look at them. Open them up at the big box store and look at the ones and look at the pleats and look at the filter media. And the ones that are really restrictive, that don't have a lot of pleats, that don't have a lot of surface area in the air cleaners, you don't want those. Okay. Typically, name brands are the way to go. Fram is a pretty good way to go. And Fram, I don't know why they have such a bad reputation. I think it's not true. I like Fram oil filters. I like Fram air filters. They are, for the most part, outstanding. Okay, so if you don't want to buy an air filter, you can take a vacuum cleaner, the same one that you vacuum your house with, and you can vacuum the dirt out of the air cleaner. So if it's a round air filter, you take that vacuum cleaner hose. You don't need an attachment on it. Just take the vacuum cleaner hose, the round pipe, and go around the circumference of the air cleaner and pull the air from the inside of the filter to the outside, the opposite way that it normally goes, and you will remove, and you do it slowly, and you will improve the air filter's efficiency dramatically if it's clogged. That's number one. Okay. Number two, if you're going to change the oil and you have a vehicle that doesn't consume oil, that doesn't leak oil, if you use full synthetic, not synthetic blend, full synthetic engine oil in the proper viscosity as recommended by your engine manufacturer, the brand of your car, if you use full synthetic oil, name brand oil, you will improve the efficiency of the engine because synthetic oil flows easier. It is more slippery, meaning it provides better lubrication. It reduces friction better than typical convention engine oil if your engine manufacturer says you can use synthetic oil. If you have a leak, a small leak, it will become a gusher if you switch from conventional motor oil to synthetic engine oil. Okay? Engine oil is really the term. A lot of people call it motor oil, but it's really engine oil. Okay, number three. If you have air conditioning and you have a switch that you, like my old antique Mercedes, my 96 Mercedes, has a push button that says EC for economy. That means the compressor is not engaged when the red light is on for EC for economy. That means I'm just getting whatever air hits the vents just below the windshield. Whatever the temperature of that air is, that's what I'm going to get in the cabin. No compressors running, and I will save about 7 horsepower because that's about what a compressor takes to run an air conditioning compressor in a vehicle. So if the temperature outside is not so hot that I can comfortably drive, I will switch the air conditioning compressor off by turning the economy mode on. Some have a switch, that same switch, but it'll say AC, meaning when the light is on, the air conditioning compressor is on. So you need to figure out which way it is. The Mercedes has a switch that says when the compressor is in the economy mode, which means the compressor is not engaged, and I save fuel that way. And my old Chevy truck has a switch that turns the compressor on. So light comes on when the compressor is on. So you need to figure out what the light means, whether it's on or off. Okay, there's two ways of looking at it, and General Motors has a different way of looking at it as compared to Mercedes. So if it's really hot and you're thinking you're going 55 miles an hour or faster down the road, and you're thinking you're going to save money by having all the windows down and having the air conditioning off, probably not the case. You're probably just going to get the same fuel economy with the windows up and the air conditioning on if you're going highway speeds than if the windows were down and the air conditioning was off because of the drag, the 55 mile an hour wind that's coming inside your car or your truck to slow it down. So at 55 miles an hour or better, you're better off probably with the air conditioning on if the temperature outside is really hot. Some people recommend the use of cruise control. I don't. Some people say you get more miles per gallon if you use cruise control. I don't like cruise control because it doesn't know I'm going to go up a hill. And I inertia drive, which means that as I'm going down a hill, I will accelerate. And as I use that momentum or that inertia so that I save fuel on the way up the hill, some people start accelerating at the bottom of the hill to maintain speed. Well, that uses excessive fuel. You don't need to do that. But you do need to watch your speed, and you do need to watch the speed limits. So literally, you could end up going faster down the hill to save fuel and use that inertia to go up the hill, but you may be violating the speed laws. You could get a ticket, and that'll negate any savings that you might have gotten using inertia driving. But I inertia drive. And why do I inertia drive? Because if you have a diesel car or a diesel truck, you learn how to do that because typically you don't have the acceleration response that you have with a gasoline vehicle. So I inertia drive. Next thing, slow down. The faster your car goes or truck goes, the harder it is to overcome the drag, the wind resistance. So, for example, you can reduce your fuel economy by like 33% or so by driving really fast. I see people with trailers driving down the interstate, and I'm doing the speed limit, let's say it's 65, and they're doing 80, and they're pulling a huge trailer. They're getting like 7-8 miles to the gallon with their big trucks and their trailers. I'm getting, you know, with my little antique car, I'm getting 44. So speed, the faster you go, every mile per hour over 55 miles an hour is going to cost you excessive fuel consumption. Tailgate. If you have a pickup truck and you have the tailgate up, which is the normal case for most pickup trucks, your fuel economy will suffer if you're going highway speeds, like 55 miles an hour or faster. Okay? And there was a study by Mythbusters, and they said it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter whether the tailgate's up or down. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. And I'll prove it to you. Imagine carrying a piece of plywood, and you're trying to run down your driveway with a piece of plywood. Is it harder to run with that piece of plywood or not? That plywood is a sail, like for a boat or a ship. You can catch so much wind, you can move a boat through the water with wind. Imagine having a 55-mile-an-hour wind on the water. You could really go pretty darn fast with a sailboat. So that tailgate, if it's up, it's causing extra drag, and you're going to have less miles per gallon. Absolute fact if you're going, you know, highway speeds. Now, if you're in a city and you're going, you know, a block and then another block, it's probably insignificant. Now, if you put your tailgate down, you can leave it down, but if you drive on bumpy roads, you will damage the hinge mechanism on the tailgate. So if you're planning on going on a long trip and you absolutely positively do not need the bed for whatever you're going to do, meaning with the tailgate, take the tailgate off and leave it home in the garage. Okay? That's what we do. Okay. Now, avoid excessive idling. Now, you all know that. There are people who come here to the farm and they want to talk to us out the window. And they leave the engine running. Not me. When I come to a point where I'm going to stop, I shut the engine off. And I also don't start the engine before I'm going to go. So if I'm going to get in the truck to pick something up for the farm, and I'm waiting for our son to hop in the truck with me, and he's 30 seconds behind me, I don't start the engine until he's in the seat. Start the engine. I wait 15 seconds for the transmission to pressurize, all the lubrication to fully pressurize throughout the engine, the transmission, then I go. That's how I do that. You know, your car has a sweet spot. Every car has a sweet spot. And I'm talking about highway speeds. You need to find that sweet spot. And it may be around 50 miles an hour. So in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, you might get several percent more fuel economy if you're driving in the engine sweet spot than if you are above the sweet spot or below the sweet spot. Your route. Consider where you're going and make your trips count. Now, I know for a fact, Kathy has told me that she does this. She plans her trips. So if she's going out running errands, we'll say, to pick up some things for her family, she doesn't go zigzag across town. She makes those trips count in order of, in the best order to reduce the amount of miles that she puts on her tires, her engine, her car, the whole thing, the starter. That's what she does. And time of day. So, for example, one of our family members actually has a job. And she goes to work. Well, if she goes to work early in the morning, there's less traffic. There's less chance of having a clog up on the highway or the byway or the rural roads. So she goes when other people don't want to be on the road. You can do the same thing, too. Oxygen sensors. Oxygen sensors are devices that are mounted before and after your catalytic converter in the exhaust system. If one of those goes bad, it will not send the correct voltage to your car's engine control computer to monitor the fuel delivery. So with a bad oxygen sensor, you could be spending extra money on fuel that is wasted because your car doesn't need it. So you might need to check your oxygen sensor. Now, the best way to do that is look at the dash and see if you have a check engine light on. There's another way of doing it, and you can check with a OBD2 onboard diagnostics version 2, OBDII, as it's seen, scanner. And you can get one of those for less than $30. I have on my pickup truck, it's a 2001 and a 2004 Chevrolet Silverado pickup truck. Both of them have, they're both two-wheel drive, meaning rear-wheel drive only. They're real plain, rubber mats, and nothing fancy. And they have rear disc brakes and rear front brakes. Well, you can buy for about $5 brake drag reduction clips, springs, that remove the drag from the pads. Tell you about that when we come back.
Not high with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us in Ohio. She asked me about saving money and gasoline. And I'm trying to give a complete answer. And these, all of these lessons are in the book. I talked about brake drag. And Ray Bestos, R-A-Y-B-E-S-T-O-S, makes a friction reduction clip or spring that reduces the drag on disc brake pads against the rotors. I have those on my pickup trucks to reduce the friction from the brakes. Warning lights. You know, warning lights come on and they say, check engine. There's a reason why they come on. It's not a joke. They don't come on, generally speaking, just for fun. And there's so many times that we've had customers who had the oil warning light come on, and they said, "Oh, you know, things just go off, and those they're a nuisance." Three of those customers have had blown engines. We're talking about thousands of dollars in repair because, well, they thought the warning light was just kind of a suggestion. Buy your gas early in the morning. Gasoline is sold by gallons, and gasoline is more dense when it's cool. So the coolest part of the day is the morning, generally speaking. So if you buy your gas from underground storage tanks rather than the above-ground storage tanks, I never buy gas in above-ground storage tanks. Always in the unless it's freezing cold in the winter, then I want to buy it with above-ground storage tanks. So I want the gas to be as cold as possible because as it warms up, a gallon becomes more than a gallon. Don't circle in parking lots, and so when you go into a parking lot, don't keep looking for that closest spot. Park a little farther away and walk, and you'll save gasoline there. If you avoid turning across oncoming traffic, that means left turns. If you avoid making left turns when you're in dense traffic, you won't have to wait for those cars in front of you to make the left turn. We talked about planning your route. Kathy does that, and if you plan your route, go to the furthest destination of the day first, if that makes sense, in your route. Because if you're driving to the furthest destination rather than the shortest one, your engine will have a chance to warm up. A warm engine is more efficient, uses less fuel than a cold engine. So if you do short trips and the engine never warms up, then you're going to use more fuel. You can lose some weight. If you've got a lot of junk in the trunk, get rid of it. You can, for every 200 pounds in your trunk, you lose about 1 mile per gallon. Parking in the shade. If you park in the shade, if you can, then your air conditioning system won't have to work so hard to cool the car off when you first get in it. Okay, those are just a few of the tips that are in 5-Minute University. Kathy, any quick comments? We have David in California on the line.
No, that was, I think it was really important, especially with gas prices, Vince.
Okay. Do you think the class understood what I said? I know I did it in Rich Sheban style, you know, machine gun approach.
No, I think you did. I know you talked about it once before, but all those are great reminders, Vince.
Okay.
I think I understood it.
Okay. And class, you can replay the broadcast if you missed any. David in California, welcome.
Hi, Vincent. Yeah, and your guest. Yeah, I'm glad you ran through that list. I remember a lot of those from the old Jimmy Carter days. You know, he was trying to save America from having all of its money sucked over to Saudi Arabia. And but the one that you read that I had forgotten about was going to the furthest distance first and then working your way back. It probably also comes to logic that if you're going to run into, you know, rush hour traffic or some kind of traffic jams on the way back, you're at least going to be closer to home, you know, for your final destination, as opposed to being having to work your way back from the furthest destination back to home. So, yeah, that's a good
point. But the reason, the main reason, yeah, that's another reason, but the main reason is a short trip generally doesn't allow the engine to warm up. And the engine control computers have sensors for coolant temperature, outside air temperature, catalytic converter before and after temperatures. And so the fuel economy is adjusted to more and more and more economy as the engine reaches its full operating temperature, at which it reaches its maximum economy when it's fully warmed up. So the idea is to fully warm up that engine, and you do that by going on a longer trip rather than a series of short trips. That's why you go on the longest one first, in that respect. But you're absolutely right for the other respects.
Yeah, and I'd forgotten, you'd said 55 miles to the gallon. I think back in Jimmy Carter days, he was saying 59 miles per hour was the most efficient back then. But if it's down to 55, that's pretty odd.
It's about 55, and of course it depends on the aerodynamics of your vehicle. So
sure.
If you've got a blunt front end like a big new GMC
right.
Ram or Ford truck, you're going to get terrible mileage the faster you go. But I can tell you that I worked on my old Mercedes, 1996, and I'm getting 44 on the highway, as high as, well, more than that even. But it's a combination of the right air filter, it's a combination of driving style, inertia driving, speed, and
cruise control. Cruise control is a huge thing.
Not for me. I don't use cruise control.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.